Warning. You are listening to Perpetual Sin Podcast. Both co-hosts are Satanists.
This is Perpetual Sin. We are two Satanists who grab a topic in the world and discuss it from our satanic perspective. I'm Jason.
I am Joshua Malmer-Pookin.
And Josh, this is kind of a fun one. This is our Blasphemy Day episode, yes. Right? And like we were saying before we sat down to record this, this is almost blasphemous for us in the sense that there is no Feast of the Beast.
Yes.
And we are not drinking alcohol. Both of those things almost never happen here.
Yeah.
Whilst recording Perpetual
and
Sin.
Buddy Christ and RoboCop are still down in the bunker. We're back at the Dark Realm for this episode.
So yeah.
Everything's almost back to normal.
Yeah. Blasphemy Day. So I guess we'll start with, to you, what is blasphemy?
Christian Catholic says, I think blasphemy is anything that is going against God's effervescent group of rules that no one should fucking ever question. I would say blasphemy in general is what Lucifer did, is questioning the authority of the church and questioning the rules, laws, and regulations of the church.
Yeah.
By my own personal standards, my day-to-day life.
Yeah.
I think probably later on in the episode, you and I will probably get into some great moments in blasphemy. Of our own personal accord.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, we can talk for 2 hours on that.
Yeah. It's like, well, banged a married woman once or 15 times. Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
Jason, okay. What do you view as blasphemy and your own personal blasphemies?
Yeah, I agree with it. You know, I'll say this. And the other reason why this is blasphemous for me in particular is I've done zero research on what should have been a researched episode. But fuck it. Here we are. It's blasphemy episode. Yeah, what is blasphemy to me other than that? It's like good porn. You know it when you see it.
Yeah.
Because blasphemy is kind of like beauty. It's in the eye of the beholder. It really is. Like, I agree with what you said. Yes, it's usually understood in the Christian sense. Like, anything that, like, offends or is insulting or sacrilegious to the sacredness of God or Christianity, right?
Like a dude wearing a eat ass, drink Lord, hail Satan shirt. Some would view as blasphemous. I view it as just being normal.
Yeah. What kind of a blasphemous fucker would do such a thing?
Guess what I'm wearing to Riot Fest.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Guess what I'm doing at Riot Fest.
Yeah. We are tracking this on Friday, the weekend of Riot Fest here in Chicago.
Part of the reason why I'm sober.
Yeah. I guess the other thing I would say about blasphemy is it is also illegal in certain parts of the world to blaspheme, particularly in the Christian sense.
Yeah.
I think so. Even, it's not just rude, it's fucking illegal in some parts of the world.
Even certain other religions, I think, if you blaspheme, that's your sentence to death. Look what happened to Jesus when we got him put up on the post. You're not the Son of God. You're just claiming to be. Get up on the post.
Yeah.
You're going on the post. I believe there's religions, if you don't stop and pray at X time, you know, you get put in the fucking hole for that shit.
Yeah, if it's not outright blasphemy, it is an offense or an affront to the faith.
Do you feel that if you were to walk into other cultures and they were to put you into a position where, like, well, you have to pray to our God because you're on our God's territory, is that blasphemy against you?
Oh, to be coerced into that kind of thing?
Yeah, you're in our house, you're in our holy land because you are a visitor.
They would certainly find it blasphemous if I were to disagree or speak out against it, right?
On a more domestic scale, go into someone's home and, like, well, we pray before we eat.
Oh, right.
You know, hey, I'm not going to join you in that. Like, I'm going to stand here with my hands crossed.
That kind of thing, is a textbook blasphemy? Maybe not.
It's gray blasphemy.
But that's what I meant. Blasphemy is in the eye of the beholder, like beauty. There will be some in the world who, if you simply do not behave according to what they expect, according to the articles or expectations of their faith, then that is in itself, if not sinful, ding, 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 perpetual sin, blasphemy.
Yes.
Yeah. At least to me, I don't know, what do you think about this? Blasphemy implies it's a willful, intentional expression that is meant to be either disrespectful or insulting to something sacred to someone else.
You mean like a dude wearing an eat ass, drink Lord Hail Satan shirt, walking out with a solo cup full of beer on Easter Sunday and drinking beer on church ground?
Yeah, yeah.
Not that you know that person.
Right.
There's comfortable blasphemy. There's blasphemy with style, and then there's blasphemy like, I'm out to piss you off.
Yeah.
I would say that the eating ass, drinking Lord Hailing Satan shirt is comfortable blasphemy. Like, I'm out having fun. Wearing that, or, you know, a shirt that says, fuck God.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I'm going to ruffle your feathers and put it in your booty.
Well, because of the civilization we live in, we know that there is a predominance of Christian either belief or Christian conditioning, even among people who aren't strong believers. And yeah, for you to be walking around with a loud and proud white on black fuck God shirt, you know you are turning heads and possibly inciting some people.
Right? Yeah, probably getting into a fight.
Right.
Which isn't very Christian of the fighting ones.
Yeah, that's all. I do some of the same thing, not the way you do it. We've all got our own different way to do it. Like, I'll wear the upside-down cross or the sigil of Lucifer, or purposely wear an upside-down cross on my forehead during the season of the weird. Yeah. Right? Do I know that it pisses people some off or some people off? Yeah. Yeah. Do I care? No. I'm not out to offend the Christians that are just out there to live their life and peaceably do it, because those aren't the ones who are going to get in your face about it.
Sure.
The ones that it's going to piss off, your shirt, my style, that's going to piss off the ones that are like the militant, angry ones.
Oh, yes.
That's a brand of Christianity that you can separate the Christianity. They're just people that need to be dealt with, if you ask me. But but a lot of people find blasphemy, and I don't know if this applies to either of us, blasphemy can be like cathartic. It can be a kind of release.
Oh, yeah.
It's an expression of defiance or of rejecting what could be like a lifetime up to that point of spiritual trauma in their upbringing, right? I don't know. Do you identify with that at all?
I do. I love saying it. I mean, you've seen me out in public on a normal day, drunk as fuck, yelling out, fuck God. I mean, this going out on a Tuesday while you're just cruising around yelling, fuck God, at random people makes you feel good deep down inside. It really makes you feel good.
I mean, but
it's cathartic. It's satisfying.
Is you it know? Freeing you from
it's history? Liberating, yes.
Okay, all right. Okay.
From the ties I put on myself, yelling, fuck God, at a group of fucking nuns. As I'm driving past a Chick-fil-A. Oh, that's absolutely liberating. That's like walking outside, buck-ass naked with your dick hanging out, having a cold breeze go get your cock and balls. That's freedom, champions. That's absolute fucking freedom. I want some dumb shit. The caffeine is kicking in.
It's definitely liberating, yeah.
Much like yelling, fuck God, at the local Chick-fil-A or bake sale.
Ah, shit. But yeah, so this is our Blasphemy Day episode. Blasphemy Day is an actual day. I have only recently, since becoming a member of the Satanic Temple, to my shame, even knew that this was a thing.
Yeah.
But it is September 30th.
Yeah.
But yeah, Blasphemy Day is actually a day. And I thought it was, again, pardon my ignorance, but I thought it was a thing that was within TST or Satanic circles. No, it's independent of that.
That's awesome.
It's just being recognized and understood and celebrated by certain Satanic circles, although it didn't start there. Which is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
So, again, I've had no time to do the research, but Blasphemy Day is a thing. It's on September 30th. It has a story. It has a why and a how and a who. But I can't be bothered to look it up, which means you can. Go look it up, you in the listening audience.
Yes.
Josh, do you think that's fair?
Yeah.
I've had a week. I've had no time to look this shit up.
When we basically did quote-unquote pre-production for this, you texted me saying, let's do a blasphemy episode. My research was trying to find great moments in blasphemy. And I couldn't. So I'm just trying to think of all the most blasphemous dumb shit I've heard about in the past year, I want to say.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess just to summarize the vibe I got, because I looked into this when I had planned to do further research about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
When we scheduled this episode, not that we do any pre-production. We really
it's,
don't.
It's a text or I swing by your apartment and we chat and vent about shit. And then it's just like,
oh yeah, what should we do about that podcast we've got?
Yeah. Like, hey, I got problems with this Latina. That really sucks, man. But next episode is going to be.
But yeah, there was a guy who did a thing in a part of the world and it upset and blasphemed according to some people and then consequences and shit. The usual fucking panic story of someone or someone does or says a thing or is involved in a thing, and then some other butthurt, overly overwrought Christian or religious group goes, gasps and clutches their pearls and puts the first person through the rigmarole and a bullshit. Yeah, basically, that's the gist. Go look it up yourself. But it's the tale as old as time with regard to satanic panic style shit. So yeah, that's Blasphemy Day. But as for blasphemy, Josh, on the other side of a break, we can get a little further into
I've got some of our elaborated... Without research, I've got a few talking points. There's the gray blasphemy we mentioned. There's our own personal comfortable blasphemy. But what about blasphemy from the unblasphemous?
Ooh, all right.
You know what I'm talking about.
Okay,
well... And let's talk more about that after the break, shall we, Jason?
We shall. All okay. right. Fuck God. Hail Satan. And, yeah, whatever. We'll be back. Or we won't. We'll see.
Ave Domine Inferni.
Welcome back to Perpetual Sin. You're here for great moments in blasphemy history. What's up, champions? Let's get ready to blasphemy! I've watched too much football in my day.
Fuck God and hail Satan. Yeah, for some reason you continue to listen to Perpetual Sin. This is our Blasphemy Day episode that has been blasphemously not researched on my part, but who gives a fuck?
I have to learn how to read for the next Perpetual Cinema.
Yeah.
Ah, spoiler alert, what are we doing?
But yeah, let's do a little bit of housekeeping here before we get back into the subject. Josh, do you have some news you'd like to give us?
Yeah, my band Metalation is going to be at Brower House October 20th. It's a Friday night, so come hang out for that. And there's the other show. This little band, Maiden 81, is going to be opening, which I happen to play guitar for. Yeah. And we're going to be opening for this other band you might have heard of called Sabbatha.
Yeah.
And we're also going to have a tarot card reader there. Jason, you might know him.
Motherfucker, that shitty tarot reader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tarot by Ta is going to be there slinging cards.
Yep. Yep.
Talking shit. And you may be in a red oracle form.
Well, yeah. In fact, that time of year is when I get possessed by this infernal creature known as the Crimson Oracle. Yeah, my body may be in attendance, but my soul is going to be possessed and occupied by an infernal soul.
Just
reading cards and speaking of blasphemy.
Let's make sure Elise doesn't blasphemy call you PETA again. That still resonates in my mind from that show.
But yeah, shout out to Elise and the rest of the ladies Sabbatha.
Thanks for helping us book the show. Really looking forward to playing with y'all.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah. So, on my part, I am now recently the co-owner and station manager of MTRSradio.com. We have previously had our good friend and fellow degen and Satanist Lee of MTRSradio.com on this show before. You can check out our Pride with Elder Gay Lee episode. But all that really means is, among other things, is that Perpetual Sin is going to be airing soon on MTRS Radio. And no, it's not simply because I am now part of the ownership and station manager. It was actually not my idea. It was Lee's idea. Can you believe that, Josh?
Praise be the Lee.
So yeah, some back episodes of ours will be airing. You can stay tuned for details on that on all of the socials. You'll hear more about that later.
And if you haven't caught up on our past episodes yet, don't. But if you really want to,
yeah,
please head on to perpetualsin.castos.com.
Yeah, Castos is our provider. You can hit us there or our website, www.perpetualsinpodcast.com. Yeah, it's a lot to type in, so you must really like us if you do that. But yeah, our website is there. You can hit our emails that are there. So you can email the devil himself at perpetualsinpodcast.com. And again, you must have something to say if you're willing to type that in. Josh, how can they hit you?
If you want to send me nudes, if you're cute and Latina, I would highly suggest emailing poppyemeritus666 at perpetualsinpodcast.com.
Yep, you got it.
So send your nudes there. If that's too much, ask for my business card when you see me.
Yeah. But yeah, to plug together how this connects to you is we are in discussions to have Josh come on and do a show on mtrsradio.com.
If you want to know what I listen to outside of here, outside of what I play guitar for with Maiden and Metalation, I'm going to be throwing some shit together. It's going to be metal. It's going to be synthwave. It's going to be goth shit. It's going to be fucking black metal, thrash metal, death metal, fucking progressive metal, melodic death metal. Fucking, I'll put in some fucking country music that I actually think fucking is good, because there is a little bit of that out there.
Nice. And again, that is mtrsradio.com. It is a live internet radio station on Live 365. Go check it out and pay attention to our socials for more. Cool. All right, let's get back into the subject of blasphemy and Blasphemy Day. So again, Blasphemy Day as a thing on the calendar is September 30th. It is not born of satanic circles, but it is being celebrated and observed in satanic circles, including in the Satanic Temple. I will just leave that there, right? But yeah, Josh.
Let's start with some of the ideas. How about those that are with the church that blaspheme against the church?
Please elaborate.
Let's talk about pedophiles, rapists, those that are stealing from the church.
Yeah.
Exploiting the church for their own personal benefits in any sort of means, using the church to cover up money laundering type things. Great examples in blasphemy, Jerry Falwell. We all remember him with the prostitute. How many times have you heard about Catholic priests molesting children? I mean, I know there's soft language about it now.
Yeah, do we want to get into that?
No, we don't.
Okay.
Because I could rip that shit apart, and I don't want to.
Minor attracted person.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. No, I wish I had the details on this, but recently there had been a report released, I think done by an internal department of Illinois, for instance, here in Illinois, of them investigating the allegations of abuse rendered by members of the Catholic Church. And it was absolutely fucking stultifying, stunning, shocking what they released. I mean, it's a multiple hundreds page document. And then they were cooperating with, again, this is in Illinois, the various Catholic churches on the records of this stuff and how, a priest would get either accused or they could prove or they knew that he had done something wrong and so they would just move him to another church.
Yeah.
They wouldn't, strip them of their power. They wouldn't kick them out of the institution. They would just shuffle them. Anyway, you can go look this up. Again, we will let you do your own research. There's way too much of that shit. Now, I mean, how does that connect to blasphemy? That's like blasphemy in action, because it's through their actions that they are insulting or tarnishing the grace or the sanctity of their purported God. Is that kind of the idea?
Yeah. I mean, like, another one I actually wanted to bring up, because I did quick research just to make sure this was a thing.
Well, one of us did.
I'm doing it right now because it was something I remember when we were talking. I'm doing like the shittiest research I've ever done. Like, next to Michelle remembers, because I'm still learning how to read and it sucks.
Okay.
There's a church-led school in Canada where 600 children's bodies were found.
What?
Again, Canada. Michelle remembers. I mean, like, what? We look at Canada.
Michelle remembers was set in Canada.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Like, why is Canada the most blasphemous country of all?
Blame Canada. Let's go south.
Yeah, like,
with this.
Wow, yeah. Like,
Terrence and Phillip motherfuckers.
Yeah, like, everybody's shitting on each other constantly and fucking with those weird maple syrup eyes. Like, you ever fuck a Canadian? I fucked a Canadian once. Like, the eyes, man, they're all the same.
I mean, I don't think I've ever knowingly or willingly fucked a Canadian.
Man, it was great.
Yeah. I'll have to go to a Canadian strip club and see what I can get going.
She said a boot.
Of course. But yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, it's hilarious how quick and how swift certain Christians, now again, we're not shitting on all Christians, but it's a little too easy to find the ones that we are shitting on, where they are so swift to call you an evildoer, a person of ill repute, a degen, a sinner, to have blasphemed when, look at all the wrong and the evil and the hypocrisy going on within their own institution.
Yeah, I mean, you see a lot of the Christians and Catholics saying, like, those super hardcore ones are the ones that have the most to hide. And it's almost like they're overcompensating for what they do in the shadows.
Oh, yeah. I think that's way too true.
You know, it's like, you know,
the super pious ones are the ones you need to be afraid of.
Yeah, it's like, you know, we've got our skeletons in the closet. This is the mask and the facade we wear to put it out there in front of the world that we're these holy fucking rollers. Again, Jerry Falwell fucking.
Yeah. You know, I can't think of the names of them right now. Again, I'm failing on the research role here, but yeah, some of our future show ideas are going to be on some of those fallen heroes in Christianity, shall we say. The ones who steered their flock in one direction, but were doing all of the things they said you shouldn't do in the other.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds like most of the Christians that I've ever encountered. I need more coffee.
This is not hitting like alcohol does. But yeah, I mean, again, like we were talking about at the top of the episode, blasphemy is in the eye of the beholder, like beauty, if you ask me. Because everyone, I think, can easily imagine, perhaps I'm simply projecting, but I think everyone can easily imagine the classic idea of blasphemy, you know?
Yeah.
For instance, the shirts.
Oh, yeah.
You know, eat ass, drink the Lord, fuck God, or hail Satan, right? Yeah, that's on its nose, obviously, and evidently blasphemous to a lot of people, but again, there's in many parts of the world or to many different subcultures, many things are blasphemous. Anything can be taken to be sort of sacrilegious or disgraceful sinful.
You look at the uprise in a lot of clothing and see how mainstream some of the blasphemous clothing is. You see more pentagrams and this and that. Some people just wear that shit just to be edgy and are more along the straight and narrow versus the left-hand path. You know,
That's the passion versus
right.
Yeah, and it's, fashion.
It's thing. Shitty. I mean, I've seen it. I've encountered it firsthand.
Sure.
You know, it's like, oh, cool fucking pentagram. Oh, you're a Christian. Like,
well, I don't want to name names, but there are some people. We'll just Josh. Let's not name names, but there's a few people we know. They will just to be edgy say, "Hail Satan." Not because they're satanic, not because they even know what the fuck it means. Just because it's a reaction. Edgy. Yeah, because it is fashion over passion. I joke that offends me. Like, if I was a Christian, use of my supposed mythological figure would offend a Christian, right? To me, I'm like, you are, in the punk scene, you're just a fucking poser.
Yeah.
You're dropping Hail Satan. It doesn't mean anything to you. You just know it gets a reaction. It's an edgelord fucking fashion statement.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think about that kind of crap?
I agree with that. I mean, that's why I stick by my shit. I always, when I'm in the proper confines or not so proper confines, I'll say fuck God. I mean, we end the podcast every episode by a little bit of blasphemy. End it on a high note or a low note if you're one of the opposition that made it through. Like, but going back to our live episode.
At Dark Matters.
The one priest that had no issue with me saying
it. Yes, Bishop Christina Rake, I think.
Yeah.
Like, she was really, really cool.
And she had no issue. Just like,
yeah, I wish more Christians were like her.
Yeah. It's like, no, because that is an exemplary person of what Christianity should. I don't know what they do.
I wish I could think of the name of her particular denomination. Yeah, she was very, very cool. Her whole branch of Christianity is...
Yeah.
Yeah. As Satanists, we can get along with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the question
is... Very progressive.
Is,
very open-minded.
Yeah. The question is, in Christianity and Catholicism, has blasphemy changed over the years?
Oh, I think it definitely has.
You know, like, now that ethical non-monogamy is more mainstream, if someone who is ethically non-monogamous...
Ethical non-monogamy.
A nice way of saying swingers.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we had, again, this goes into the soft language thing.
Yeah, okay, go on.
Polyamorous.
Yeah.
The 1950s, 60s, 70s, it was a taboo subject.
Okay, yeah, so this is where taboo and blasphemy and sin start to
admix. Yeah. Right, and so now it's mainstream. It's okay. It's no longer counterculture. It's like you're no longer defiling the sanctity of marriage.
Well, that gets into, I mean, again, speaking of our brother in metal and much more, Lee.
Yeah.
For being homosexual or being non-hetero.
Yeah.
And is even to, in way too much of the world right fucking now, but definitely going back in history much more pervasively, that itself was sinful or, to some people, blasphemous. You are blaspheming against the word of God have that lifestyle.
There's a lot more Christians and Catholics, because I've been in bed with them, that are having premarital sex.
Yeah, that's always a fun
one. You know, it's like...
Yeah, some of the women I've been with for one night stands, you know, wear crucifixes. And when I ask, like, yes, I'm Christian. Are you now?
Like...
Okay. You notice the upside down one of those that I'm wearing. And
yeah, it's like, wait a second here. Wait a second. Do you know what rules you're like living by? Like, did you just blasphemed in a member of the Satanic Temple's bed? Like, you're probably going to be on the same level in hell with me if hell exists.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're probably going to do that again. And I hope you like having your toes sucked on and your asshole licked.
Yeah. On the one hand, there's just outright hypocrisy. Or if you ask me, for some people, even among Christians, for instance, the people, again, I would imagine that at least in my cases, the chicks that I've been with who have a crucifix on, right after we did some premarital bumping of uglies.
Yeah.
Yeah, they call themselves Christian, but they're not really. It's more of like something they've inherited from their family.
Right.
Or it's like they're not practicing. They're not devout. They're just kind of going with the flow in their little cultural space.
Because are you... At that point, would that person be just oblivious or blasphemous?
Right. Well, that's the thing. True believer types would look at someone like that as a blasphemer, as a sinful person, as a wrongdoer, as exhibiting taboo behavior and to be censured and shunned, if not put at the stake and lit on fire.
Like, hey, I've been with married women. What are you going to do? I've destroyed the sanctity of marriage.
No, you didn't. You didn't force them into it. They willingly engaged.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah, it was
because
consensual.
They're ethical, non-monogamous thing.
Yeah, but outsiders, regardless of whether there was any intent or consent on either direction, outside Christian pearl clutchers would go, oh,
Yeah.
That, I know. Yeah, that sinful fucker destroying, as you put it, the institution or sanctity of marriage.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Meanwhile, I'm divorced.
Yeah. Again, this is the much blasphemy is in the eye of the beholder. And where it gets dangerous, this is at the level of just like cultural pressures and censure and name calling and pearl clutching. That's one thing. When it connects to the law, and yeah, there are parts of the world, including certain parts here in the United States, where you can face legal consequences for blaspheming, according to some people.
Yeah.
That's where it really kind of starts to concern me.
Yeah.
More than just the social pressure shit.
I mean, being unwed and living together in the Bible Belt is a form of blasphemy. Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go back to our Bible Belt episode for more on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're just like pulling up all the old episodes in this one. This is what we get for not doing research. Like, we're just going to cross-reference episodes. You go back and listen on perpetualsincastos.com or every other streaming service you can find where we're streaming.
Yes, and
thanks for streaming us.
Yeah, yeah. And in fact, our back episodes will be airing soon on mtrsradio.com, blah, blah, blah. Anyway.
You can also hear us blasting over the Arby's intercom every Wednesday at noon. If you pump the horse cum three times.
Yeah. But again, you can go look it up on your own. But the thing that kicked off Blasphemy Day as a day on the calendar was a story of someone doing a thing and then being brought up on charges. You know, there were legal and other ramifications for their supposed blasphemous act. Dot, dot, dot. Here we are now having Blasphemy Day. So, yeah, it's still very much alive. It's still very much tied to the law and consequences here in the real world. Yeah. It's not going to stop me.
No, I'm going to... Again, that's the blasphemy is in the eye of the beholder. If I go out and have some fun with someone, whether they're married or not, that's cool. I'm going to do me. I'm unwed having fun.
Oh, yeah. I'm
keep doing me.
Well, yeah. If same me, here. That's what that's the other analogy. That's why I think that one fits. It's like good porn. You can't describe it, but you know it when you see it.
Yeah. You know, like, I'm going to go out and drink beer and eat pork on fucking Sundays in, right in front of a church.
Yeah.
If someone's offended, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, that's blasphemously delicious.
All right. Well, I say from here, let's talk about some of our own personal blasphemous anecdotes. Josh, why don't you get us started?
perpetual sin.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, here we are. Fuck God. Fuck Hail God. Satan, live sinfully and live well.
Fuck. I mean, I had mentioned earlier on Easter Sunday, I was in a particular mood, and I recorded a cover of Fear Factory song Martyr, and then I followed it up by walking around Villa Park, drinking beer out of a solo cup. I happened to stop at a local church to post for a photo while I was sipping on beer. And my photo statement was, you know, enjoying my window seat on the path to hell.
Nice.
So that's how I spent Easter.
As
so I couldn't wipe my ass with a Chick-fil-A sandwich because it was Sunday.
Yeah. My very first trip into the Bible Belt. And this was more of an accidental. I didn't go there meaning or knowing that it would create this reaction. But I was wearing a particular Black Sabbath shirt, right?
That
had some, you know, the fallen demon on the back,
yeah,
the giant cross on the front or whatever. And I found myself getting all these really sort of negative stares.
Yeah.
And to the point where, yeah, some people came up and kind of objected to it.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it created a little scene. So that was way before I was a Satanist. But even then, that kind of got the wheels spinning. And I guess it just matches the theme. These days, as a Satanist, I'm aware that some things will be seen as blasphemous to others,
yeah,
but I don't care, and that's not why I do it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I want to explore that for a second. Like, would you agree, Josh? You're doing it because it's an expression of who you are,
yeah,
not just because it offends some people.
Yeah, you know,
this gets to one of our tenets, by the way. Like, we all have the right of free expression.
Yeah.
And that includes occasionally to offend others. In other words, we're not out to offend, but if we offend you, by the way, that has much more to do with you than us.
Yeah. When you finish, I've got a great anecdote.
Go for it.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't want to interrupt you.
No, yeah, go for it.
No. Great moment in blasphemy. Me and ex-wife, we were taking a stroll around Chicago. We encountered a shouting Bible man.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And he had said to me, like, because I was middle of summertime, we're walking around Chicago. I have one or two tattoos. And this dude decided to tell me that you got the devil all over your arm.
You're talking about your ink. Yeah.
Yes. Because, you know, I've got one or two tattoos.
Yeah, just a few. Yeah.
One of them may or may not be a 666. So him and I went back and forth for a bit. And I said, fuck you, fuck God, and fuck your Lord and Savior.
Nice.
And he did not take that well. And the funny part was he had the microphone, but I'm pretty loud when I'm getting heated.
You don't say.
Yeah. It was fun.
Nice.
I miss Shouting Bible Man. Hopefully I'll catch him next year.
I don't have any. Oh, that reminded me of a thing. It's not anywhere near as cool as that. I was dating the flight attendant, and I was picking her up from the gym.
No way, her?
Yeah. We'll just leave that there. Yeah, yeah. That may or may not be edited out. We'll see. No, leave that in.
All right, I've seen her on Tinder again. She's getting bigger.
Oh, no.
I'm not trying to fat shame her, but I don't like her as a human being because she's a shit human.
Well, I explained my reason why I stayed with her for a while.
I know.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I was picking her up from the gym. This was a few years back before that. But anyway, there were two Bible pushers standing there on the little sidewalk up to the front door, like in the parking lot. Back then, I was wearing like an upside down pentagram, or I had something on that caught their attention. And they tried to push. I forget what their words were. I can't reenact it. But I remember this in particular. They just said, I said, no, thank you. That doesn't interest me. You know, I'm on another path.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, well, you know, please, we hope you, you know, find rejoice and savior. And I just, before I walked away, I looked at, it was a guy and a girl. I looked right in each of their eyes and I said, Ave Domine Inferni.
Yeah.
Just to see if they understood what that meant. I saw them sort of look at each other like they didn't know what it meant, but they clearly felt as though something wrong had happened. Yeah. And then I just left. That's not blasphemy. It's more just like, shut the fuck up. Stop trying. Yeah. Like, why do you have to stop people on the fucking street and push your fucking Bible and your message? What are you saving me from exactly? Right?
Right. Yeah. I remember one time ex-wife and I were down in the Mexican place down the road. Not the one we went to last episode, but the other one that's pretty mediocre. And her and I are dressed in black. Go figure. And this woman comes up and just hands us one of the little Jesus pamphlets and be like, are you guys bikers? No. Like, will you take this? I looked at her dead ass in the eyes. I'm like, no, we don't need your God.
Yeah, nice.
And like, you could just tell, like, she was instantly went from like cheery, smiley, just to go, oh, like, I'm not sure if that's exactly blasphemy, but I like to tell that story because it feels a little bit blasphemous.
Well, again, that is one of those blasphemies in the eye of the beholder. No doubt, depending on the mindset of that person or certain minded bystanders.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see how that would fall under blasphemy.
Yeah.
Because you are insulting or willingly committing a disgrace or insult to the sanctity of Christianity or God.
I mean, like one of the Christian things that's up on the stone or the rock, it's just like, you know, obey our one true God. It's like, no, I'm denying your God right in front of you. For some reason, these people are just drawn to me. And like, even when I'm like trying to like be incognito about it, I still catch this shit.
I do know what you're talking about. Yeah. I've been with you when you've caught some flack.
Yeah. I don't remember. I mean, I'm sure I have, but it's, I drank.
We were at a show or we were in the Bible Belt. Yeah. Like coming in and out of fucking quick stops and like people staring at you because you're wearing the Hail Cert.
Yeah, I remember when we were at the fucking Waffle House, like that woman was preaching at me and I was just
the NPC
dressed
in the Waffle House.
The Waffle House. And like the one waitress was I was just dressed in a black sleeveless shirt, no logo, like my beard was tied up. I was looking a little more respectable, quote unquote, than usual.
Yeah.
And I'm still catching shit. I'm like, and there's Jason wearing fucking pentagrams and I'm like
why are you catching it?
Yeah. Like, why are you picking me? Is it because I look stupid? Why do you pick me?
Yeah, that was that the night after the gig?
Yeah, it was like right out because we had,
in Winter Park, Florida.
Yeah, because I had gotten trashed.
Yeah,
go figure. And decided Waffle House was a great idea. And
that night I was wearing satanic jewelry. Yeah,
and I had gotten the fully loaded eggs or the fully loaded hash browns and waffle.
Oh yeah, the waffle with everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. They put chili on top of my waffle. That's blasphemy in some places.
I remember hearing some of the chefs or the food preparers back there like nattering, like, what the fuck?
They were saying stuff in Spanish and it was not pleasant. It was something like pinche güero, like puto. I'm like, yeah, motherfuckers, make that shit. Because I spent like $9 on toppings.
Yeah, whatever.
I think we both could go on other blasphemous stories for a while. I mean, like me and my ex-wife, I'm bringing up ex-wife a lot this episode, but
go for it.
It was fun being with someone who was like, she wanted to fuck in a church.
Good honor.
The hard part is breaking into a church.
We'll leave that there.
Or, you know, getting in, like, looking the way we look, getting into a church and fucking get down inside of a church.
The sex worker I was recently associating with routinely, she was trying to get me to be a weapon in a war against her Christian parents. That one, I think I brought her up on the...
You're waging war on the throne with your dick.
Right. And I remember, that would have been, if it weren't for the fact, if there weren't certain factors in the equation, I'll just leave that there. I was almost, I will admit, that was one occasion where I was relishing the opportunity to be willfully and wantonly blasphemous to some Southern Baptist, major Christian, pearl clutcher, Christian nationalist people.
Yeah.
So that would have been great, except that could have also had some really nasty consequences. Yeah. So I assiduously avoided that whole scenario. Yeah. So now I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of primed and just looking for a ripe target.
Yeah. Likewise.
Again, I'm not out to punk people, everybody. I'm out to get the people who need to be punked. I know that sounds a little pretentious. I'm talking about these, like, I'll characterize it like this, the Southern Baptist, one step away from televangelist, fucking proselytizing asshats. Their stated objective, both personally and as an institution, as a religion, is to go out and convert the world and to create a theocracy, to grab the levers of power in government and change the world into a theocracy. Yeah, those fuckers.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with winding up and going at them like a blasphemous weapon.
Right.
What do you think about that, Josh? Do you think that is an ethical use of blasphemy?
Yeah.
Against targets like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not talking garden variety Christians wearing a cross and jewel.
Yeah.
Getting their grocery on. I'm not going to fuck with those people.
Yeah.
I will actively go after the fuckers who I think need to get slapped.
Yeah.
They need to see a Bible burnt in their face.
Yeah. I wear certain things at work to be comfortably blasphemous, where I'm like, you can't send me home for this.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I'll wear my Satanic Temple shirt into work. I will not wear the Eat Ass, Drink the Lord, Hail Satan.
I'm sure you've seen that some people have been kicked out of school and off of planes for wearing arguably satanic or blasphemous things. Yeah.
And that's bullshit.
It is.
Yeah. You know, it's like...
So I'm glad. Yeah. So it doesn't cause a problem for you at work?
No. Actually, a lot of my coworkers are intrigued. And it's like, no, like...
Asking a question is better than shouting.
Yeah. Right. It's like, no, if you want to ask the question, we can have a discussion. We'll have a discussion as long as it's a discussion, not an argument.
Yeah. I remember we talked about something in this space on our Coming Out as a Satanist episode. Yeah. Yeah, that's good shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't be ignorant. Be respectful.
Yeah. At work, I will wear the jewelry on an otherwise work-appropriate attire.
Yeah.
Right? Like a button shirt and slacks or whatever. And then I'll have, either my pentagram or my sigil or whatever. Right? Not loud and proud. It's there. You kind of have to know it's there to see it. And I've received exactly one question, and it was from someone that in a department I don't work for. And they went, is that a Christian thing? I'm like, I know why you say that, but that is not why I'm wearing it.
Yeah.
And that was the shortest conversation I think I've ever had with that coworker.
Good.
Right, but again, to some people, if they had put it together that I was wearing an upside-down cross not for the Christian reason or a sigil or whatever, is that blasphemy to them? Do I care?
Right.
Yeah, I don't care. shit. I don't know, man. You got anything else we can...
Is putting pineapple on pizza blasphemy?
Yes.
I say yes.
Now you're getting into some more,
I'm just trying to stretch topics as far as we can.
No, but yes, that's sort of the more
That was like
pop culture.
I kind of considered doing that for Feast of the Beast, and I'm like, I do pizza like every Friday night whenever we do a Friday night episode. I'm like, Buddy Christ and RoboCop are still down in the hole. Like, we'll wait for them.
You're getting into more of the lighthearted use of the term blasphemy, like,
yeah.
You like Dio instead of Ozzy? That's blasphemy in the land of Black Sabbath.
And that's comfortable blasphemy.
You know, yeah. Or you like Diano instead of fucking Dickinson? Blasphemy to some people. Yeah, no, yeah.
You mean ass? Blasphemy.
Yeah.
Like, how dare you do that? That's gross. Like, the fuck off.
Yeah, I mean, again, that's all swept into the category of shit that will create social tension and pressure and shit like that. I can really not give much of a fuck for that stuff other than when it becomes noise to the signal. But yeah, it's the stuff where it crosses the line and gets into legal consequences or financial consequences and shit like that, right? It's like to blaspheme in some cases is tantamount to coming out as a Satanist, like we talked about on that episode. It carries all of the same nasty consequences for some people in some parts of the world to their work, life, finances, political aspirations, or Eh, fuck it.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Should we call it there?
Do we got any cunts?
I don't know. I don't have any
cunts. I mean, Shouting Bible Man's a cunt.
Okay.
I mean, it's going to be a tiny cunt list.
Okay. Yeah, we can do a cunt list.
Shouting Bible Man, random people that can't mind their own fucking business.
Yeah. Particularly of the pearl clutcher variety. Yeah,
the pearl clutching cunt sniffers that are...
Yeah, or any proselytizers.
People afraid of getting their asshole licked. Just because. That's the kick I'm on today.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A. Just because why just not? Yeah, I'm just rattling shit off that upsets me right now.
No, but very good. Well, overall, this has been a pretty chill, but on the message episode of Perpetual Sin, would you say?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I guess... Let's say this. I think maybe the reason we've got things to say, but we're not all jazzed up like we normally are about some subjects is because for us, blasphemy is just Tuesday.
Yeah. Everyday shit. Like, what? Yeah. It's in the, you summed it up perfectly, is blasphemy is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah. Blasphemy is, again, just anything that can be seen as an affront or an insult or a disrespectful disregard to something sacred to someone. Everyone understands that in the Christian sense, but a lot of people in a lot of religions or other pearl clutching ideologies use blasphemy in that way. And so, yeah, fuck it. I just don't care.
Yeah.
Like, one last little thought, right? Before we close this out. I know we don't usually have a last stop after the cunt list, but fuck it. It's our podcast.
Jerry Springer right now.
Josh, when someone says or does something, like, what would it take to offend you? What would be blasphemy to you? Right? Is there even such a concept?
Blasphemy against me?
I mean, legitimately, not just she doesn't want her asshole licked. Like, for real.
That's most of them. They don't know they love it until it's done.
Yeah, yeah.
What is blasphemy to me is withholding information. And I mean, this is to personal shit, but I think this is relevant to a lot of things. It's being dishonest with yourself, being dishonest to others, stringing people along, pulling bullshit. Just be upfront. That's blasphemy against human beings. Being a shit human in general.
Sure.
Like, that's blasphemy against your fellow human being.
I'll agree with you on that. Yeah. What I'm looking for is to take the story of you're walking around, you've got an upside down cross or a Hail Satan shirt on.
Yeah.
And there's the stereotypically gasping, pearl clutching Christian who will call that blasphemous. Reverse those roles. Is there any version of that story just because of what someone wears or does?
I'm not going
to
go
carries on them that would just instantly like cause you to go like, no, what the fuck is wrong with that person?
Because I think that's ignorant to go up to someone and, you know, like, hey, your I Love Jesus shirt offends me. Like, I'm going to sit here and proselytize of why you should be an atheist, a Satanist. Why the fuck am I going to waste my energy?
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Why? No,
that's a great way. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, that you're showing how it's...
I'm practicing empathy, where I'm like, I'm not going to waste either of our time. Like, you believe what you believe.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking go about your fucking day.
Exactly. Dude, more power to you.
Yeah, like, awesome. Like, hey, that's what you believe? Cool. You like Iron Maiden? All right. Like, then you don't? Cool. Go about your... I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Unless you have something that's going to either enhance my day or give me a fun anecdote, I don't fucking care.
That shows the difference, right? In other words, you're a live and let live type.
Yeah.
The types that are likely to break out the term, that's blasphemy, are not of the live and let live type.
Yeah.
They're of the moralizing, pro-clutching, proselytizing.
Yeah.
If not theocracy reeking.
They're almost looking for a fight at that point.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you want to have an argument. You want to see, get a reaction out of someone. You want to ruin someone's day. You're going out there, like, you see someone
that's... Or morally grandstand, yeah.
Yeah, like, this guy looks like he's having a good day. Let's go up to him and push our bullshit on him.
Yeah.
Like, either we're going to walk away looking stupid, and this guy's going to have a funny anecdote, or we're going to walk away looking stupid and ruin this guy's day. And fuck you.
That comes around to, I suppose, if I were to try to imagine something that would be the equivalent of, like, you've blasphemed against my sensibilities, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the way you put it. It's a, and your whole anecdote gets to the live and let live, right? Yeah. Generally, that's how I am. It takes someone to come at me with their bullshit and, like, not even want to get to know me as a person, but just immediately make an assessment and then start to try to convert me or preach at me or give me some bullshit. That's the closest you can get. And that's not even offensive. I'm immediately put on, like, a kind of offensive defense against someone like that.
Yeah.
Like, really, you're going to come at me with that? All right, game on. That's not even blasphemy to me. That's just like, really? Another one of these?
Yeah.
No, but I agree. Yeah, it's you really have to know me and know what's important to me. And even then, it would be hard to find something that would really, truly offend me.
Yeah.
Like, you'd have to know me as a friend or a family member.
Right.
And, like, betray me or do something awful to really engender the same kind of response out of me that I see some of these Christian pro-clutcher theocracy types get out of seeing an upside-down cross or a fuck God or a hail Satan.
What did these dudes, the dudes that go out in their free time and stand on the street corner shouting Bible men?
Yeah.
What did you do so horribly in your life where it's like you have to go out on your free time and just with a, on your soapbox with a fucking mic and a fucking, that is what you're doing on your Sunday.
Exactly. Yeah. I think the same thing. I look at people like that and I try to deconstruct what is their motivation? What got them to this place? Yeah.
Do you love God that much or do you hate yourself?
Yeah. Well,
man, that was like one of the best, dumbest statements I've ever fucking had. I should do more episodes on caffeine and alcohol.
All right. Well, Josh, I propose this is an episode of Perpetual Sin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you could maybe expect more out of us as Satanists, but again, it's just every day to us. I guess I just can't get that jazzed about it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, in that case, thank you for listening to Perpetual Sin. Josh, you got anything?
I feel like a little fucking worm on a big fucking hook. I'm going to start throwing quotes out there to fucking subtly hint at what we're going to be dropping on Devil's Night.
Yes, you are teasing a forthcoming episode.
I'm not going to be as subtle about this as I am about Barbies. And I've already seen the artwork. Neither are you.
Yeah, a man has an idea.
What happens next?
All right, we'll leave it there. Fuck God.
Fuck God.
I mean, fuck.
Fuck shouting Bible men.
Yeah. Hail Satan. Live sinfully and live well. And we'll see you on the next episode of Perpetual Sin.
Champions.
Or maybe not.
Satan.